Mic check 1 2 1 2. This is YBZ the podcast. This is your boy Jay. This is a very special episode. Like I said earlier, and I'm saying it again now, because we're filming in Club Clutch. If y'all don't know what Club Clutch is, it's over here in Naha, down here in Naha. Okay. First thing first, I got Chichon over here in the other seat.
Yay, I stole his side.
She stole the seat.
Left side now.
All right.
You get to keep right side.
Nah, it's actually okay once you get used to it. All right, so off in the Boom Boom Room, we got a very special guest. We had his interview earlier. He decided to stick around and see how all this goes. We got Ben Ben in the Boom Boom Room.
Hey!
perfect. Butcher, you speaking too? Or?
We
got the Butcher in the Boom Boom Room. I ain't know we had the Butcher in the Boom Boom Room.
We got the four mics.
All right, Butcher in the Boom Boom Room. Of course he wanted to join us. All right, so like I said, this is a very special place. We call this home, you know, some of us, a lot of people that know, you know what I'm saying? A lot of crazy nights here, a lot of just bonding here, you know what I'm saying? And growing and building our craft to get to do stuff like this or whatever, relationships and all that stuff. But we going to get into a little bit of that a little bit later. Before we even go any further to what I was talking about before, I got to give another shout out to another place real quick. I was going to do it at the end of the show, but I'm just going to go ahead and do it right now because it's on my mind since she was talking about her weekend and whatnot. It ain't got nothing to do with the strip club, though. Butcher, Blue Cafe. I'm saying it right.
Blue Cafe.
Hey, yo, Blue Cafe. Got a vibe in that motherfucker.
Oh, with that music?
I mean, and just in general. The whole thing. Yeah.
Is that it?
That's on gate two. It's on gate two. Before I get to the food.
Hey, Ben, have you ever ate Blue Cafe?
Blue Cafe Wagadu?
What kind of food they got?
For what I know right now, they got the best jerk chicken in the goddamn world. I know that. That's the reason why I'm talking about them right now, because I was there the other day. And picked up two plates, and I hadn't eaten there in a long time. And I get back to the crib, and when I say that jerk chicken was that jerk chicken was on some other shit, right? So the peas and rice, everything, the whole meal was solid. But back to the vibe in that motherfucker. So DJ Francis. Y'all know DJ Francis. Shout out to him. He had that motherfucker really moved it up in there. That shit was really it was a vibe in there. And around about 1 o'clock in that motherfucker, that shit get real, real good in there. So if y'all, you know what I'm saying? If y'all sit out on the street and you out there on a
if
gate
you didn't
two,
make it to Gracia.
Right, if you ain't make it down there, I said it right too. If you ain't make it down there, man, Blue Cafe, man, shout out to y'all. Shorty with that damn Pearson that's serving you the food. You know who I'm talking about when you see him, man. Hey, it's a vibe down there, all right? So that's with that. Anywho, this podcast, Clutch. I said it, I think, in the first episode. I touched a little bit about it, man. The homie Sleepy, man, God rest his soul. The homie Sleepy kind of he planted the seed or whatever, and I ain't trying to get all mushy and whatnot, but you know, doing the show here and he kind of hanging over the wall over there, over the bar, or whatever. He's sitting on his Hennessy bottle or whatever, like. It's a real good feeling. I hope he watching, you know what I'm saying, from above or wherever he at, you know what I'm saying? I hope he watching. This shit real special, man. So, you know, while listening to this or whatever, man, you know, every day take a moment, man, and think about your boy Sleepy for all who knew him, you know what I'm saying? So that's one thing. Second reason why it's special to do it here. We trying to set a standard around here, right? So for us to come in this club, set up shop, and give y'all a proper show, you know what I'm saying? That's a big deal. That's a big, big deal for all of this to happen. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in here, you know what I'm saying? We worked hard to put this show on. Huh? Say again?
Took a lot. Took a lot to get
it. Took a lot, man. It took a lot. It took a lot for this show to happen. And I ain't gonna never not take an opportunity to praise the show and praise the people on the show and the people that do the show. You know what I'm saying? I'm thankful for Chi-Chan. You know what I'm saying? I'm thankful she pulled up. You know what I'm saying? I'm thankful for the Butcher. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? The boy Flash, he couldn't make it, but I'm thankful for that young man, you know, for coming and helping us do the show and whatnot.
Ben-san,
for letting us in the building. You know what I'm saying? Ben. Before I get all serious,
最後に聞いていい?
Ben.
最後に聞いていい?
Ben, you, yeah, go, I'm waiting on you.
来年 C2 reopen しようとしてるけど、どう思いますか?
Did you hear that?
Nah, well, go ahead and say what you finna say. Say what he said.
Go ahead, Chi.
So he said he's going to reopening the place called C2.
C2!
What do you think about that?
Hey, C2, so C2 is, I'm finna tell y'all this right now. If C2 happens to reopen in Okinawa City around that corner, yo, with the way the climate is right now.
Gate 2 ain't ready.
Gate 2, we talking about a club. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about a 12 till the sun come up club. You feel me? Ben, you thinking about opening it again?
Hontani? You're going to open it?
Tavan, ne?
Hey, well, you heard it first right here on this show.
Exclusive
already. C2, we going to get y'all real familiar if he really goes through with it. We going to let y'all know what's going on.
I bet you we filmed there.
Or that, too.
I guarantee we're in the building.
I mean, I would love to do that shit. So, Ben, you got any more? You got any questions?
We'll
sit in the boom boom room. You got any questions, any stories, anything you want to hear, anything you want to talk about? What's on your mind?
He said he's good.
He good?
Yeah, he's good.
Oh, man, I was waiting on... I was waiting on so many questions. Hey, man, I don't want to F up this story. Ben was there.
Where at?
Butch, I don't know if you were there.
Okay.
I think Ben was there. It was a group of us, if I left anybody out, man, I apologize, right? So it's a group of us, right? And we going off over there in, what, like Matsuyama or some other area or whatever. We going to eat yakiniku and shit, right? The owner of B Greens at the time, or, you know, we know him as the owner of B Greens, Hidoshi, it was a big deal because he was with us. Ben, you know what I'm talking about? You know what
Matsuyama
I'm talking about?
And Yakiniku with Hidoshi? Yeah, he remembers.
You know what I'm talking about. Okay. So, right? So,
YBC.
we got the young boy. I ain't going to say the young boy's name because he ain't a young boy no more. He got a whole family. But you know who I'm talking about. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. Right? So, this that Senpai Kohai shit. I don't really like that shit, but that shit be funny as fuck sometimes when we going out and whatnot. Right? So, we at the Yakiniku place. Right? And I know we done talked about Yakiniku a whole bunch on this show. Right,
man, it's in the name.
Right, exactly. Right, so boom, we're at the Yakiniku place. Right, we didn't ate this, that, whatever. So Hidoshi, right, like revered, like, you know what I'm saying? Like Hidoshi tell you to do something, like you do that shit. That's that Senpai Kohai shit, right? So the young boy that's with us or whatever, he Hidoshi been fucking with him all fucking night, right? So Hidoshi takes the Yakiniku sauce or whatever. And I don't know what's all on the table. Well, name some stuff that be on the table, on the yakiniku table or whatever. The sauces or
sauce.
Like the soy sauce and like
barbecue sauce.
Like, no, I'm saying like relish and
there's daikon.
Daikon.
Oroshi.
Right. Mm-hmm. So he takes all of this stuff, mixes it all this shit up, right, or whatever. He tells the young man, "All right, eat it." Right? Go ahead, eat it for hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Eat that shit.
Eat it for hip hop.
Eat that shit for hip hop. You feel me? Like drink that shit or whatever, right? So he just egging this dude on. So he looking at us. Again, I ain't with the Senpai Kohai shit. I'm just watching like you gonna eat the shit, my nigga? Like, what you gonna do? You feel me? So he just, hey, turns that motherfucker shit up, right? Boom. The moment he does that, he just repeats giving it to him. Like, I think he did it like 3 or 4 motherfucking times and shit. When I say the dude was just, like, his whole fucking face turned pink and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? His whole fucking face turned pink. Meanwhile, Hidoshi in the cut like this, talking about hip-hop, you feel me, and shit like that. Because he faded out of his mind thinking of the next fucking thing to make this fucking guy do and shit. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Hidoshi, man. I love that man.
Shout out to Hidoshi, man.
I love that
the
man.
One and
you
only.
The one and fucking only. Anywho, I got another Hidoshi story, but I can't tell that story. I swear to God.
Leave that one for paid content.
Huh? That's for the paid content. Hey, I want to tell that story so bad.
Nah.
Can I edit it out?
Nah.
No. Holy later. Shit. I think you know which one I'm talking about, too.
I think I do, too.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I didn't. You sure, man? I really want to tell that story,
hey,
bro.
What do you got on your list? You got a hit.
Oh, okay. Anywho.
We had 18 minutes,
right?
Bro.
All right, bet. So, anywho, right? To the other reason why it's special to do this here, right? Because, again, like I said, we're trying to set a standard, man. We're trying to set a standard. And every show, we're trying to get better and better. And we want the places we do the shows at and the people we connect with. We want all this shit to make a statement. You feel me? Mm-hmm. We done been around for like 20 plus years. And I ain't saying that in a way like, oh, I've been here for 20 plus years, so I should know everything. We've been doing what probably half of the cats out, these young cats out here, we done did that shit and back again twice. This like our fourth go round. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And with this right here, and I think this is probably one of our better projects or whatever.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We done threw parties. We done linked with people with concerts. We done been everywhere but at the mountain, you know what I'm saying? But we done everything. Everything everybody wants to do out here, we done already done it. One lesson I can give to people, and the reason why I say we making a statement, is the one thing that a lot of people do out here that really kind of hurts them in the long run is they don't connect with the Japanese people.
Yeah,
they do not connect with the Japanese folk. This relationship between me and Ben, that shit, not only that's babies born, that's Thanksgiving spent, Christmas is spent together, New Year's spent together, breaking bread with him, going to eat just because, not because he was the owner of the club, because he my friend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He my friend, and that type of relationship lasts forever. You know what I'm saying? He my homie. He gonna be my friend till he die. If there was no clutch, he would be my friend. That's what a lot of these promoters and all these, you know, these cats out here that's trying to build, they miss that key step. You in Japan. This ain't the States. You in Japan. You need to have them key relationships in order to go far, because you just going to repeat everything everybody else did. We done seen it all before. We done heard it all before. You know what I'm saying? So none of it impresses me. I ain't trying to be an ass or anything like that. I'm just speaking the truth, you know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to represent for the Yakiniku boys, because everything we did was on the up and up. You know what I'm saying? It was never no, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And all the crews back in the past or whatever that used to do it. You know what I'm saying? I wish I knew half of their names, but my bad. And it ain't no jab or nothing, but it's a bunch of them motherfuckers. Anywho, yeah. So
it's about that time.
Yeah. It's a lot of rambling and praise in the clutch, but it's rightfully so, because clutch deserves every bit of praise I'm giving it. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Ben Son in the booth.
Yeah. One time for all past staff, present staff, you know what I'm saying? You know who you are. I can't say all of you because we'll run over time. You know what I'm saying? One more time for Ben. Ben, this been a home, a second home for a whole bunch of us. You know what I'm saying? We really do fucking appreciate it, man. And I ain't going to never stop giving you your flowers. You feel me? Because, hey, right up there. You feel me? Right up motherfucking there.
Hey, Jay.
What up?
You going to MC again sometime?
Hell no, nah, man. What you talking about? I already told you. Hey, if I get on it, if you see me on the microphone in the DJ booth, they paying
they
me.
Paying good.
They paying me good. You feel me? Yeah. Hey, you hear what I sound like, motherfucker. Anyway, thank you, Chi-Chan. Very much. Thank you for the interview. Thank you for sitting
You're
with this pod. And thank you for the story. And keep hustling. You feel me? Keep hustling. That story, I respect it. Butcher, man.
Yeah,
hey, look here. Before we go, share this shit. Like this shit. Subscribe. Yeah, I done turned it to that guy. I got to. We got to get them shits up. You feel me? We appreciate all the love, man. This your boy Jay. This is YBZ the podcast, man. We out of here. You feel me?